18:19 says, to that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel. Now, I don't know how many of you saw it or heard about it, but on Monday Night Football, DeMar Hamlin had the heart attack. Buffalo Bills had a heart attack, collapsed. They ended up doing a CPR on him, and ambulance comes, took him away to the hospital. Tragic event, but in some ways, kind of watching, all of a sudden they're cutting all the commentary and all this, that, and the other. Kind of heartwarming to see, a lot of people in tragedy turn their hearts heavenward, right? And, you had both teams, obviously, with a national audience, kneeling in prayer. Some of the commentators, were, in a way talking about spiritual things. But one individual, which really shocked me that they didn't cut it, right? There's a lot of videos lately, ESPN and all these major sports networks. Anytime, like an athlete, they win something, right? They win a game or something like that, and they say, I want to praise God. They'll cut them off. One athlete had Jesus on a hat, and they blurt it out while he's talking, right? And so any mention of God or Jesus, anything like that, they're quick to cut away. And they'll pull the, oh, well, we lost the connection kind of thing. But this, you kind of, I thought it was kind of neat. Orlovsky, one of the TV commentators, ESPN, in a moment really of boldness, he prayed openly for that young man on live TV. You can get on there, you can watch a video of it. And, and this is not a religious channel. ESPN is I won't get into that. But leading into the prayer, he said, I heard the Buffalo Bills organization say that we believe in prayer. And maybe this is not the right thing to do, but it's just on my heart. I want to pray for DeMar Hamlin right now. I'm going to do that, do it out loud. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to bow my head. And I'm just going to pray for him. And that got me thinking here about some things for us. Boldness isn't inherently combative, right? That was bold for him to do that. And I wouldn't put it past ESPN, that guy's contract's over and he's done, right? Very likely. But one thing is boldness is respected, right? He shares a moment of faith on national TV, right? And it had to take great boldness to do that. And so, I was thinking about for us Christians, just think about the boldness that we should exemplify, in our places of work, with neighbors. And it doesn't have to be confrontational, right? Work in the name of God in a conversation. Work in Christian morality, right? Say a prayer, right? And a lot of Christians, we can look at this sometimes, I think they're under the wrong impression that we shouldn't pray in public because, we can only pray in a closet. We don't want anyone to see us, right? That's not what the Bible teaches. We need to be praying people, praying public, if you're doing it with the right reasons. If you're doing it, of course, hey, look at me, I'm praying, wrong reason. But if you're doing it for the right reasons, that's boldness, right? When you and your family, or you, when you go to a restaurant and eat, I hope you bow your head and pray regardless who's looking, who's watching, right? That's how you change people, and people respect that. Paul implored the Ephesians to pray that he would share Jesus boldly wherever he went. So maybe we need to lift the same prayer for each other today. pray that 2023, that we won't shrink back in fear, that we'll be courageous, that we'll do the right thing in a world that has growing animosity to religion. Now's the time to be even more courageous, right? And pray that we have boldness. So just some thoughts on that, and hopefully that'll help us the remainder of this week into this year. If you're here this evening and you're subject to the gospel invitation, if you need to put on Christ, or if you need to bring something before the church, let us help you with that. Let somebody know, please, as we stand, as we sing.